what on earth is eosinophilic esophagitis, and why don't we all know about it?
Well, it's interesting. It's a new condition, and it was first reported in case reports in the late 1970s, but people didn't really know about it, and there were only a few cases until the early 90s, and then cases started to accumulate. So people have only really known about it for about two decades, and it hasn't really gotten into the general practice, I would say, until the last 10 years. And so what it is, it's an allergic condition of the esophagus, and it's a condition where eosinophil cells, which are white blood cells involved in fighting infections, but also an allergy response, infiltrate into the esophagus, and normally they're not there at all. And so when you do an endoscopy and take the biopsies, you see many of these cells. At the same time, patients have symptoms due to this inflammation in their upper GI tract, and that's what leads them to the endoscopy. So it's a new condition combining symptoms of esophagus problems and then the findings on biopsy of a lot of eosinophils.
What would a patient actually complain of?
The presentation across ages is a little bit different. I treat primarily adolescents and adults, and they have trouble swallowing or dysphagia. So patients might feel food sticking. They might feel food going down slowly. If you ask closely, a lot of people have had symptoms for years and actually modify the way they eat. They may eat very slowly, take small bites, chew their food very thoroughly, and drink a lot of liquid to get food down. And because they modify their diet, they may not feel their symptoms are very severe. But if food sticks, it can get stuck outright and not come up or down, and they may go to the emergency room with a food impaction. And it turns out EOE is now the most common cause of food impactions in the emergency room.
So wait a minute. Food impaction? What's a food impaction?
So a food impaction is when you swallow something you're eating and it gets stuck in the esophagus, and it can't go up. People can't get it to come up with vomiting or regurgitation, and it won't go down. And so it's stuck. It's very, very uncomfortable. It's a plug.
Unhappy, uncomfortable plug.
Yeah, the pipe gets stopped up.
The pipe gets stopped up.